I always feel guilty when I tell people that I'm a full-time musician, like that I always somehow in my subconscious feel like people are going to think that I don't work as hard as somebody who's got a real job. I just have always felt that way. And I feel like I have to prove myself twice as hard. And so I always drive myself business-wise. You know, the playing out and being a solo performer is one job. Performing with my band is another job. Like, I have a small label with a couple of artists that I represent, and that's one job. I build guitar amps with my dad, not very well, because he's got 45 years of experience and I have 5. But I also build the website for all of my business entities for my dad's amp shop. I do the social media marketing, newsletters, and graphic design, which I knew nothing about. When I started doing graphic design, it was because I didn't know anybody that could make a poster by hand, much less know how to scan it onto a computer, you know, at the time.
That's everything, though, that you said that I'm going to learn. Like, I know so many people that never did.
Right.
You know, I didn't, you know, nobody taught me either.
Right.
Same thing. But that's the kind of attitude that gets you somewhere, I think. Like, that you said, I don't know anyone, I'm going to do this. I can do, you know.
Right.
I just wanted to interject and say that's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like,
but, I mean, I started doing video editing in the last 6 months. I don't have any video editing experience. I didn't learn how to record by going into a class on Pro Tools. I learned how to record because when I was 14, my brother and I took all of our allowance money, if you will, or our part-time job money, and we bought an 8-track Roland digital recorder that recorded onto a jazz drive.
Yeah.
And we recorded our first record in my bedroom. But when I was 9, I was sitting with my dad who ran sound in church. And so I would, at 9 years old, I would sit and I was learning sound, basic principles. I would learn how to run sound for the church. So when my dad got up to use the bathroom and there was feedback on stage, I could take care of it. You know, like, so that's been kind of the thing, is trying to take all of the tools and the resources of the knowledge that I had and how to put it into a way that I could monetize to make money independently. And then if there was something that I didn't know how to do, and I didn't know somebody else that had the time to do it, or if I didn't have the money to hire somebody else to do it, then you just learn how to do it. My first websites were in GeoCities, you know, back in the day.
I remember that. Oh, GeoCities.
That's when,
yes,
I started building websites.
I made some comics on,
yes,
there.
Yes, did you really?
Yeah. embarrassing comics.
And I'm going to search for that.
Right.
So I had, quote, real jobs while raising 3 children. And
right.
I taught and did all that, but then I write. And I didn't feel too guilty writing.
Right.
But before, if I spent all day writing instead of doing laundry, then I'd feel guilty.
Yeah. I'll have to remember that one.
I think I feel the same way. I feel like me and Daniel are kind of in the same place. So I think I have two details about it instead of... Because you, as you're saying things, I was like, yep. So what I do want to say is I've always felt strongly, like, I started as an artist in a band, and, you know, it became a career for me to do promotion for bands because I learned how to do things because I wanted my band to be successful, and
right.
That's how I learned it. And then I, you know, that became my career, and then I love comic books. I wanted to write a comic book, so I learned to write a comic book, you know. But anyways... I never think you should do anything without a plan, and if you're going to, you can create just to create. You said you don't like performing live, and, you know, everyone has the right to make music if they want to make music.
Right.
But I just get frustrated by people that create all these awesome things and don't care enough to work, to put the business end of it in. Like, so I think I fall more on the business side, and it's, so my first point is that I think you should work really hard. Like, why put out good stuff and then not have a plan, or not think equally as hard about how can I put this in people's hands, or how can I make people care about it? Why are you doing it then? Unless, I mean, that's just
right.
My point of view. Maybe you're doing it because you just want to create something, and as long as you and your close friends have it, that's fine. I'm not knocking that, but my mindset's always been like there should be an equal business end to it. You should know. But the other point I want to make is that that side has taken over my life as well.
Right.
And I mean, like, I'm supposed to do a new comic book series, and I did a teaser for it back in spring when the first series, my first series ended. And it's the first issue's not done. And right. And it's just, I can't.
But you can't sleep at night, can you?
I keep waiting for this. Yeah, but I keep waiting for this perfect day. Like, I'll work like this. I work every day really hard on all these things, but when it comes to creating something, it's almost like I'm waiting for the perfect day. Like, I think I'll create today, right. Or I'll put everything aside and put all this static that runs my life out. But I think Joan's got a good handle on it. I think
right.
Business, yes, I think is really important, but you should also, you know, I'm on the dark side now where, you know, I create when I have to. Isn't that sad? Like, I write a new song because the band sits down at practice and says, you know, I think people are going to be tired of these songs pretty soon. We have to write something. And that sucks. We have to write something. That's kind of, you know, but that's what I have to do sometimes, and that can work. Like, I'm going to set a deadline with my new comic. That's the only way it's going to happen. I'm going to say, you know what? This needs to be written by next week.
I think it's really important. Like, a lot of people talk about getting creative block, writer's block, mm-hmm. as if it's something you just wait for it to be over. I found the only way to get through it is to work through it, keep creating until you finally go, oh, this is the thing. This is the thing I've been trying to make happen.
I don't know what you think writer's block is. Like, I think it's different to everybody.
Yeah.
But to me, a lot of times, I think writer's block is you just thinking everything you do sucks. Like,
yeah,
for a moment. Yeah. I'm being serious. Like, it may not. Like, it may be just you going to somebody and talking to them, and maybe they might say it's awesome and be like, I think you're being too hard or stuff. Or maybe they just talk you through it where they go, well, why don't you try a slightly variation? And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I don't have writer's block anymore. But
yeah,
she's right.
If
you're just sitting around waiting for the world to change it for you, like, I don't think it's going to, you know.
Right.
Yep, sorry.
A variation on the question. You guys are doing, it sounds like you're doing what you like to do, what you love to do. Whether it's 60, 40, 40, 60, how many hours a day are you doing?
To business or to anything?
In 100% of what you're doing, I don't care how you slice the business, right. What does your typical day look like? When does it start? When does it end? You know, when can you say, I'm done?
That's interesting.
It's question,
yeah, it is. Yeah.
I ask this because I'm hoping that it won't be any more demanding than what I'm doing now.
How much time would you be able to comfortably spend every day as part of your own, like, musical growth and experiences and writing and things like that?
I used to, you know, when I had very, in terms of the demands on me professionally, when earlier in my career as a data processor, it was an 8-hour day, so I can come home. If I got home at 6, I can plug up and play till 3 in the morning.
Sure.
And not notice it was 3 in the morning.
Right.
And go to work and, you know, whatever. Can't wait to get home and start all over again.
Right.
And then, you know, the demands and
right.
But long story short, again, now I'm getting home Friday knowing that I have to put in hours Saturday and Sunday. You're not billing for it. You know, you just got to be ready for Monday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if I can do what I want to do and still put in those types of hours, at least, you know, you're working with a different attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You're working from a place that you're enjoying, which makes the time irrelevant.
Right.
Right.
And I'm trying to see if that's where you guys are, or are you like, I'm so tired at the end of the day, and the end of the day for me, I start to feel it at 11:30. I'm just trying to get a sense on what your day
is. I mean, it is a lot of hard work, but, like, I mean, I think you covered it. If you're doing what you love, it's... You don't mind being exhausted because you're just like, man, I did some awesome stuff today. Like, you know what I mean? No, I'm serious.
I won't say that I don't mind being exhausted, though. I think you're on a totally different level than I am.
Well, but also, like...
I am exhausted,
I am, all the time. You know, I had a show last night I ran. You know, I got home at 1:30.
Right.
And that's after... I work normal, you know, in my home office every day till whatever, 9 to 6, and then... some weekends I work Thursday through Saturday, I have events, but it's all stuff I love, you know? Right. And my fiance gives me crap about it. She's like, if I say, look, I need a night where I need to go out, like with my friends and just having a drink and talk. And she's like, you go out 3 times a week. I'm like, you know, but just because my job's fun doesn't count. Like, that doesn't mean that I'm out doing anything I want to. I'm running a show. Yes, is it a bar? Yes. Do I have a beer? Oh, yeah. But it's not the same as going out with your friends and not giving care in the world.
Right.
So I try to explain that to somebody who doesn't have that kind of job. They don't understand. They're just like, what are you talking about? You go out all the time.
I made the mistake with my girlfriend that I would tell her that, oh, I get done playing at 1. Like, oh, I'm playing from like 9 to 1. And so she doesn't know why I'm not home by 1:30, you know? And I'm whoa. I get done playing at 1. Yeah.
And then the networking starts.
And then I have to talk to everybody for 30 to 45 minutes. Yeah. And then I still have to pack up all of my equipment and load it in the car. So when it's, you know, when it's 2:15 before I'm even leaving, you know, I had to start cushioning in time in order to explain that out. But
right.
Yeah.
So you get home at 3.
Yeah.
Are you, like,
most
unhappy?
No. No, I'm not unhappy.
He's probably wired.
I'm unhappy at 7:30 when I gotta wake up to take my kid to school.
Yeah.
You know, and I gotta.
I posted that status. I started that Mayhem series one Thursday, and I don't do a lot of weeknight shows anymore.
Right.
Like back in, you know, it used to be really hard to get a weekend show in Baltimore, so there was a lot of weeknight shows you had to play or go to. Noise in the Basement was every Monday. I can't even imagine that happening now. Like, people don't even want to come out on Thursdays. But anyways, I had a Friday where I had to work early, and I put up a Facebook status. I was like, man, you know what? Last night was so awesome. I'm wearing this hangover as a badge of honor. I don't care, because I know last night was awesome, and it sucks so much right now, but you know, I chose to drink Jameson last night, and this, and it's I won't take it back. I don't care how much my head hurts, but you know, you just got, but it's worth it. Like, I'm just saying, I mean, yeah, I just think we have that. We're doing what we're supposed to do. I think this is a big theme in a lot of movies too.
Right.
Like, characters, if they're not doing what they feel like they're supposed to do, they have this hole in their lives, or they you know, they don't. And you know, I'm not saying, you know, sometimes people have to have jobs if it pays the bills. Great, you know.
Right.
I think that's some people can hope for. But
well, I would point out for the Roscoe's sake that we are full time. This is all that do is having these creative outlets. And so, if we're spending 6 or 8 hours of office or administrative stuff, and then also spending 6 to 8 hours out at a gig. I mean, because there's travel time to an event like this, or a gig, or like a trade show. Or like the Third Eye Free Comic Day and stuff like that. So, I mean, we're spending 6 to 8 hours of office time, and then maybe 6 to 8 hours at an event or a show or a panel or something on a regular basis. I mean, so
today I'm gonna.
He's gonna leave here.
I'm gonna
go
race
to
Pigtown Festival in Baltimore because I'm trying to get my band into the festival circuit. Like, you know, we do the club thing, whatever. But so I'm gonna race there because I knew the owner, and I want him to know that I came.
Monroe Street.
Yeah.
It's a crap place.
No. Well, this Pigtown. They're trying to build the community in Pigtown, and I know the guy.
The Pigtown community.
Yeah, I know the Ben Hyman. Ben Hyman is the guy who runs it, and they've been. I think this is the third year of their festival. Kelly Bell Band's playing.
Right.
All Mighty Senators are playing. And that's the kind of group I want to get into, that group, because my new band's kind of groove rock, so I think it could be good for festivals.
Right.
But anyways, I know it's hand in hand. I'm not going to sit in my office. We talked about this earlier, but I'm not going to be able to sit in my office and secure all these gigs all the time.
Right.
You have to put in the FaceTime and show him you care about his festival. So I'm going to rate. But anyways, the only reason I'm making this point is I'm showing you that, like, it's just, you got to do what you got to do. I want to play Pigtown Festival next year, so I'm going to go to Pigtown Festival after this is over and
that's
make
awesome.
The last hour of it. So.
In order to get you there, maybe if we take 5 minutes, and if everybody wants to stay around for another half an hour after this, we can talk a little bit about contracts and stuff like that. This is fascinating. I'd sit around talking about this all day.
Yeah,
but and I guess, you know, I was thinking one of the things that Lisa is describing, having a rich, multi-layered community, arts community, actually contributes to your creativity.
Yes,
I mean,
without a doubt.
So
it's inspiring.
And then when it all comes up, we go to the...
And then you go to the art opening.
That's awesome.
Hey man, I can leave some cards. It's not a bad idea.
I'm not going to the gym, but I probably will see you at Calbar.
I would put there to put some.
No, I won't go to the gym.
Never a bad place.
So, oh my gosh.
We'll take five minutes. All right. Come back.
Yeah, that's cool. Sure,